Just before we go back to your calls on this, that bit of breaking news that a federal judge in Hawaii has blocked President Donald Trump's new travel ban. Hours before it was due to begin, the ruling by District Judge Derek Watson stops the executive order from going into effect. The directive would have placed a 90-day ban on people from six mainly Muslim nations and a 120-day ban on refugees. Let's get more from LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks. Evening to you, Simon. So just explain, how is one judge able to stop the ban?
Well, this is very big news here in the United States tonight, Ian. Just as a judge out in Seattle was able the first time around to block the ban from going into force nationally, so this judge in Seattle, in Hawaii, has been able to do exactly the same with the revised wording of the travel ban, because he is arguing in his judgment that a local Muslim leader in Hawaii has a strong likelihood of succeeding in his claim that the travel ban is deliberately targeting Muslims, because, of course, in this case, it was going to close America's borders to citizens from six predominantly Muslim countries, as opposed to seven that were going to be included in the original wording of the travel ban. The judge is basically saying that that local Muslim leader in Hawaii has a strong likelihood of being able to prove that this travel ban is not just unlawful, but is unconstitutional, because it targets people based on their faith. And therefore, he is dealing a national blow to the travel ban. It cannot now come into force, as Donald Trump had wanted, within a matter of the next few hours. And this is a dreadful setback to the White House, because, of course, this revised version of the travel ban, they spent days wordsmithing it, trying to make it, as they put it, legally bulletproof. And in fact, it's been shot down by a judge at the very first hurdle, and there are more legal hurdles to come, because at least five other states are set to hear appeals against this travel ban. So for the third time now, Donald Trump is basically being told, you've got to go back to square one. You still haven't come up with wording that passes legal muster. The borders will stay open. We saw Donald Trump getting extremely irritated last time round. Remember that he referred to that judge out in Seattle as the so-called judge. He hasn't been able to get it through this set of legal challenges either. Now he's got a big decision to make, given the nature of the commitment that he made on the presidential election campaign trail, not just to close America's borders to citizens of six countries, but to close America's borders to all Muslims. He faces massive difficulties doing that, because the courts just won't stand for it.
So this becomes, in many respects, if this is going to hang around him for the next 4 years, this is sort of Trump's Guantanamo in a way. You sign an executive order to get something done, but nothing eventually happens.
Well, I think that's absolutely right, Ian. I mean, this is another example of the president having promised to do things on the campaign trail. And many people at the time, during the election campaign, you and I talked about it at the time, said, well, hang on a second. Is that really actually allowed? Is that actually constitutional? The Republicans insisted that Donald Trump could sign those documents, those executive orders. He could work with Republicans up on Capitol Hill to make sure that all of this would pass. But, you know, they spent a good deal of time crafting new wording for this revised travel ban, and to have this struck down by the courts, that's a pretty devastating blow, not just to Donald Trump, but to his senior lieutenants at the White House, who must now surely be getting increasingly frustrated over the fact that, you know, there's a system of checks and balances here constitutionally, and the President of the United States cannot actually be an authoritarian figure, even if this particular president of the United States would like to push that to the max.
We will catch up more on this, Simon, as the story clearly develops, because this is really just the beginning of the next phase. So we await the White House response on all of this.